Oh, let's give you some breaking news now. A prominent Palestinian activist, Khada Adnan, has died in an Israeli prison after 86 days on hunger strike. Adnan was a leading member of Islamic Jihad. He was arrested by Israeli forces near his home in Jenin in early February and has been on hunger strike against his detention without charges. Let's bring in Nida Ibrahim. She's on the line from Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Nida, what more can you tell us about Khada Adnan and the events leading up to his death?
Khada Adnan is a 44-year-old leader of Islamic Jihad Party. He's a father of nine and spent a total of 8 years in Israeli prisons. Now, while this is not his first hunger strike, we believe it's the sixth. This is the first time he was on hunger strike for charges, actually. He announced his hunger strike the first day he was arrested in February and said that the charges that he's been the sentence that they're asking for, the charges that he's presented with, are not compatible. Since then, he started a hunger strike. This was the 86th of his strike. He was found dead in his cell and was moved to the hospital. It's worth mentioning that Khada Adnan himself was the pioneer who kind of started the series of hunger strikes for Palestinian prisoners as individuals. So in 2012, he started a hunger strike, and he succeeded in ending his detention without charges, basically leading the way for more Palestinian prisoners to go on hunger strike when they are arrested without charges. Now, this time it was different. He was presented with a list of charges, but he said that they are not compatible with the sentence that he was presented with. Now, there has been a strike announced in Jenin and all across the occupied West Bank. We know that 237 Palestinians have been killed or died in Israeli custody. Okay. Since 1967.
Nida, just quickly, is his death likely to lead to an escalation in violence across the West Bank, do you think?
Well, his Islamic Jihad Party has said earlier that if he dies during the hunger strike, it is going to be considered an assassination. And there has been a strike announced in Jenin and all across the occupied West Bank. But it's hard to tell how that death is going to be played out in the street. It all probably depends on Islamic Jihad and what kind of a reaction they're going to have after his death.
OK, Nida Ibrahim, live for us there in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Nida, thank you.